Well, Coach, you guys wrapped up a great season, that win over LSU, and ended up promoting Cullen to offensive coordinator. And that feel like it's catapulted you guys into a positive direction after the offseason, and or after that season ending and into the offseason?
Yeah, without question. We had a really good month of preparation when Cullen was the OC for the bowl game. And then we just took off from there once we got to March and got to spring ball. And one thing that was kind of neat was with us not playing until January 4th, when we started spring ball, our guys had a lot of good memories about some of the things we were doing. We did a lot of different things in the bowl game. We just kind of added some more things. And I'm excited about the direction we're going offensively. And we've got some pretty good skill kids as well.
And do you like that you're starting to build some more depth across every aspect of the team?
Well, it's kind of a never-ending process of building depth right now in all sports across college athletics. And so it's been a big month for us because we were down some scholarship guys and been able to fill a few of those spots. And we're still obviously got a few weeks left here before we start the summer program.
Well, Coach, seems like there's been consensus that Adrian Martinez is a better quarterback than what he's showing up in Nebraska. Do you feel like, you know, number one, were you kind of surprised that he was on K-State shortlist? And number two, do you feel like you can do something to enhance his skill set on the field that maybe he wasn't able to do last 4 years?
Well, I couldn't tell you what he did all up there simply because we had our own thing we were following at Kansas State. And I know he played an awful lot of football games. He's a wonderful, wonderful kid. Very smart, wants to learn, wants to be a part of it, is glad that we have a kid named Deuce Vaughn. And so I'm excited for Adrian. I think a fresh start was good for him. Although he didn't participate much in spring because of an injury, I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do as he continues to learn what we're doing offensively.
Well, another thing too then, Coach, you know, I know there's been a lot of discussion out there, pick up a lot of things on sports radio about the transfer portal and about the NIL. You know, some of the things I'm seeing out there on the NIL in particular, you know, especially when you see a name like Jordan Addison tossed out there and some of the money that's being rumored that, you know, they're being tossed in that direction. Do you feel, you know, what's your thoughts on what the NIL is doing to football and what kind of, does it put K-State at a disadvantage perhaps right now?
Well, if NIL is working the way it should be, which is kids doing stuff to truly profit off their name, image, and likeness for what they have done, I think it's a good thing. And I think it puts us in a good position at Kansas State because we have a lot of opportunities for a lot of our kids. But some of the money that's probably flying around there I don't think is great for college athletics. And, you know, that's, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can kind of put some guardrails on there. But in the same respect, we're not putting that genie back in the bottle. So it's once again, I'm all for the kids making money. Don't get me wrong. I think the kids that are doing things and making money and truly profiting off their name, image, like this, they should, and I'm excited for them. Regards to the transfer portal, we have to find a way to put some windows in there. And I think kids are going to transfer, and that's okay. We've benefited from the transfer portal, and we've lost some guys from the transfer portal. I just hope they try to put some windows around there to protect teams so that kids don't transfer so much during the season simply because we're talking about a health and safety issue when guys or teams are losing 10, 15, 20 scholarship guys during the season. That's not good for college football.
Of course, you're going to add four teams to the conference here in a year or so, and it's going to be a 12 to 14 team league for a couple of years. And the idea of maybe eliminating divisions of conference and just picking the top two teams, do you like that, or would you like to see divisions or pods?
No, I kind of like the way it potentially is heading, and there's a lot of that speculation. We talked about some of it at the Big 12 meetings. I don't think it'll be divisions. I think, if anything, it'll be like you're saying with pods or just have one full group. That way you get a chance to play everybody every other year at least, and I'd hate to have a pod where all of a sudden I don't get to play school X for 2 or 3 years. I don't care for that. I don't think our kids would care for that. I do like the idea of getting the best two teams at the very end. And sometimes divisions, that doesn't always work. And so if you have everybody play each other at least every other year, I think that'd be more beneficial.
I guess one other thing along that line then. When this all shakes out, you know, once Texas know you leave and with the teams we've got coming in, where do you see the Big 12 kind of fitting in as a Power 5 hierarchy?
Well, I know that we're losing two good brand names in Texas and Oklahoma, and your guess is as good as mine of when that's going to happen after whatever year from 23, 24, 25. I don't know. But I am excited about the four brands we're bringing in here. You know, Cincinnati was in the playoff last year, and UCF's a great program. I've played out at BYU, or I've coached out at BYU. And then I was down in Houston when we were at the Texas Bowl with their facilities. And we're bringing in some really good brands there that I think will enhance overall the depth of the league. And from top to bottom, I think we'll be an exceptional league. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'll be glad when we get to the 12. I don't like the 14 for a year or two. And I know it potentially could happen, but I'll be more excited when we can lock in those 12.
And facilities, you're getting a brand new indoor and outdoor practice facility east side of the stadium. How big is that going to be for you guys to an impact maybe recruiting or practicing here down the stretch here when that gets completed next year?
It's huge. It's the one missing piece that I've been wanting and asking for. Is I'm a defensive back guy, and so we've been kind of landlocked with space. To practice on one field is very difficult, and so. And it's going to be done sooner than we think. It'll be done this fall, late in the fall, and we'll be able to have that indoor and open up seven garages, walk out to another 140 yards of turf. So we'll have two fields really side by side, plus an awful lot of auxiliary area for guys to be able to get their work done. And so I'm excited. It's a game changer for us.